Life begins the day you start a garden. Chinese proverb.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hello, welcome to the Essential Oil Revolution. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright. Thanks for tuning in with us today. Oh my goodness. Today's episode, you are going to love. Our guest, Dawn Camp, is just one of the nicest, most brilliant women I've had the privilege of talking to recently. And her stories are just so moving. So in particular, she has a fabulous success story around her thyroid. And so we'll dive into that topic in particular for a little while. But in general, her approach to essential oils education, the books that she's written, it's all just sort of what this show is all about. So I'm really excited for you to meet our guest and hear all of the wisdom that she has to share today. But first, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Our recipe today comes from Mary Dorsey, who lives in Knoxville, Tennessee, for her recipe called Christmas Joy. To make Christmas Joy in a spray bottle, combine 3 drops peppermint and 3 drops cinnamon bark. Diffuse for a joyous feeling as we focus on the spirit of Christmas. Thank you so much for your recipe, Mary. If you have your own recipe you'd like to submit to our DIY dugout, email it to us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. When you do, you'll be automatically entered to win our monthly giveaway, where you can win a bottle of orange essential oil and our favorite ebook, chock full of essential oil recipes. That's DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not-so-happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Well, I'm here with Dawn Camp, who is an Atlanta-based author of 6 books and a photographer, speaker, and contributor to DaySpring's Encourage website. Dawn is a researcher by nature whose enthusiasm for essential oils led her to write It All Began in a Garden and My Essential Oil Companion, which takes a deep dive into 50 single essential oils, their common and historical uses, and include dozens of DIYs, reference articles, and photos. Dawn, welcome to the show. How are you?
I am great. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm excited for you to be here too. I've got 2 of your books on my shelf, and I just have to say they are gorgeous. They're just gorgeously created, gorgeously written, impeccably designed. I'm a stickler for design, and it's just incredible. Do you do all the design work and the photography for your books yourself?
I did all of the photography. I did not do the design work. The publisher is Harvest House, and they had a design team that did that, and I think they did an amazing job with it. But I did do the photography.
Yeah, awesome. Well, it's good to know like where to outsource and who to outsource to and get the right people, and it all comes together so perfectly. So, well, I want to dive into your books and lots of things, but I want to start with just how did you get started with essential oils? And Dawn, do you have like your biggest essential oil testimony you'd like to share?
Yes. So I got started with oils. It was in 2015. We had 2 sons. We have 8 children. I can't believe I didn't include that in the bio. It's kind of crazy. My husband and I have 8 children, and we were having our first 2 weddings. 2 of my oldest sons were getting married like weeks apart, close together. They were both out of state. I was so stressed out. I was having some other health issues that I didn't really understand. And I had a friend online, and she actually wrote the foreword to It All Began in a Garden, Dr. Edie Wadsworth. And she had started using oils a few months before I did. And she was talking about them online. And I thought, okay, I'm so stressed out. I am having trouble sleeping, all these things. And I don't know if these oils can do anything, but you know, it's worth giving them a shot because something's got to give. And so I got the oils. I started using them. You know, I saw a difference immediately. I became totally addicted to lavender. That was the first one. Hooked on lavender. It was what I needed to get to sleep. And that's kind of where I got started. I was at a point where I couldn't sleep, and I was very anxious, and I was very stressed out. And that's when I turned to oils. Now, my biggest testimonial personally, in my family, there's just lots of thyroid issues. My mom had, she had a tumor. Her thyroid gland was removed as a teenager, and her mom had had the same surgery. My dad is almost 80. He still takes thyroid medicine. It was a big thing. So I guess maybe it was kind of seemed kind of inevitable. I wasn't watching for it. I don't think I, you know, understood what that was going to look like. But when I was in my mid-20s, I was like a zombie. I couldn't stay awake through the day. We had one son at the time. And there was one day, like I would put him down for his afternoon nap, but I needed the nap more than he did. Mm-hmm. And there was one day that I put him down for his nap and I fell asleep too. And I woke up. So he was probably about four. I woke up and he's nowhere to be found. Mm. There was a note on my front door that he was at my next door neighbor's house. It was terrifying. This was how soundly I slept. It was like I was drugged. I just could not make it through the day. And then I miscarried.
So he had woken up and then like gone over to your neighbors or the neighbor.
Yeah, like I was. No, I think he just went over. He just went out to play. They had two little boys that were his friends. His mom is like sound asleep and not waking up. And he went out to play. So it was terrifying. That was how like out of it I was. And so after our second son was born and childbirth can, I mean, being pregnant and all that can totally mess with your thyroid even more for better or for worse. And so when our second son was 14 months old, I miscarried our third child and they ended up realizing that my thyroid was just so low, I couldn't even sustain a pregnancy.
Wow. And I'm so sorry about that.
Thank you. So that's how I found out. And so after, you know, after I got on thyroid medicine and I was really low, I had a pretty high dose. You know, it was the first time I'd ever had periods that were regular, anything like that. And so I just thought I'm going to be getting up in the morning and taking this little pill for the rest of my life. And
there's a lot of people too. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I never realized how many, but it is a lot of people. And so I started thinking after I started using oils and I saw all these things, and I knew they could help for sleep and I knew they could help for stress, but I thought, can they really help like make a real change, you know, like something like that in my body? So I asked my friend who knows a lot about such things, and I said, if I were going to try to do something and make a difference with this, what would you suggest? And she suggested it's a blend. It has spearmint, sage, geranium, myrtle, German chamomile, and nutmeg. She suggested a blend, and that
is
I
that
put
Indoflex?
It, is Indoflex. I didn't know if I could say that.
Smart.
Yes, it's Indoflex. I didn't know if I was allowed to say it, but yes. So she suggested that I put like 4 or 5 drops of it in a capsule and take it at bedtime for a month or so before my blood work. And so I know there are people who will rub it on topically too. I have really sensitive skin. So I just went for the internal mode on that. And so I probably did it for more like 2 or 3 months instead of 1 month. And I went in, I had my blood work done. The nurse called me back and she says, the doctor says you can discontinue the meds.
And whoa, completely?
I went, yeah. Wow. I'd been taking them for 26 years. At that point, it was half of my life. And I was like, what? Because I thought maybe my dose would go down a little bit, maybe, you know. Mm-hmm. And also I will say, I did not stop taking my thyroid medicine when I did this. I didn't just quit and switch over. I was doing both. But that's what the doctor's office said.
Thank you for saying that. You know, this is like we're not here to diagnose or tell people like stop taking your meds and just take oils. No. Like let's be crystal clear on that, you know.
Right.
But yeah, continue your story because this is fascinating.
Yes, that was the advice I was given. Yes, I did not stop taking the meds. I was doing both. And so the nurse, first of all, I still cannot believe that the doctor didn't say, hey, would you maybe ask her if she's doing anything, you know, if there's anything different going on? Nobody asked. But the nurse found out because I was like, I mean, I was kind of freaking out. And so I said,
like, were you kind of scared where you're like, well, what if I get off my meds and then like this stops working? Like, what were you thinking?
Well, one thing this is one thing, oh my gosh, I will totally stick with. There is no way that I would say that this helped me and I didn't need thyroid medicine anymore and then stop it and then really need it and not go back just to make a point, because there is absolutely no way I would go back to living like I lived before that. I could not stay awake all day. I was like a walking zombie. I look back at pictures in my mid-20s and I'm like, how could we not see? I was just sleepwalking through life, but you know, I just didn't recognize it. So I was stunned. I was so sad. I had just refilled a 3-month prescription, but anyway, I just stopped and literally I was watching like, what's this going to be like? And it was really funny because in that first week, there were days where it was like, I didn't hit my kind of mid-afternoon slump. I'm a night person. Mid-afternoon is not my peak time. And so I kind of thought, was that thyroid medicine kind of pulling me down, which is kind of funny. Anyway, I actually just felt better at first. And it's been about 4 years now, and I've never taken it again. It came off, and I came off of it. And so, I mean, I think what that did was it just woke up a gland that had not been doing its job for decades, I guess, and kind of got it working again. And this is one thing I found really fascinating, and I didn't read this until later, but there's a book that Life Science Publishing has that's called Taming the Dragon Within. It's all about—
Oh, I love that book.
Yeah, all about hormones and all. And I was reading in that book. Now, this was one thing too. At the same time, I had switched over a lot of just, you know, normal household products and health and beauty items to, you know, things more natural alternatives, essential oil-based products. And so I was using a toothpaste that doesn't have fluoride in it. I was using, you know, I was using like, oh golly, what do I use? The Young Living, the
Thieves toothpaste.
Yeah, the Thieves toothpaste. The words were leaving me there. and I was using that with no fluoride. And I read in that Taming the Dragon Within book that your body, like you need iodine to make thyroid hormone. Your body doesn't make it, but fluorine and chlorine compete for the iodine reception sites in the thyroid gland, and they bind more powerfully, but they don't perform any kind of useful function in your thyroid gland. So not having that extra fluoride come in probably really helped. I mean, this is my gut take that maybe that helped also, because maybe that helped my thyroid gland too. But that book also says that it takes about 4 months to change a tissue in the body. And I just have to believe that that's what happened. So, you know, like I said, I had probably done it for 2 or 3 months. And then after that, I would put that Indiflex in capsules at night, you know, religiously, like this is in place of my thyroid, you know, medicine. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, I do, sometimes I get lazy. I mean, I make capsules and I take at night. Sometimes I run out and I get lazy and I go a week or so and I don't make more. You know, it's not like it's a straight up substitute. It really just seems like a gland that didn't work for a long time mm-hmm. seems to be working like it's supposed to now.
Like it's self-corrected.
Yeah, it's amazing. It is amazing. I ran into a lady this weekend. I used to go to church with her and she moved and I see her every few months and she is in her 70s. And so she also uses essential oils. And so she knew I had a testimonial with them. And the last time I had seen her, she had asked me about it and I told her what I had done. And so I saw her this weekend and she said that she had been rubbing Indiflex, you know, on her throat, on her thyroid gland, and that her dosage, when she went to the doctor, her dosage had dropped. So,
yeah, good for her. Good for you. That's so exciting. Since we're kind of deep diving into Indiflex and thyroid and whatnot, are there any safety precautions you want to say or reinstill about Indiflex? You know, are there any people who should avoid it, not take it? Anything you want to say on that?
Ooh, goodness. Now that's a good question. And I need to look at those individual components and see. But one thing I will say about it, it is one of the, it is in a line that is approved for internal consumption. So it is approved for internal use. And oh my goodness, I'm not thinking about those individual components. That's one thing in my book, It All Began in a Garden. At the beginning of every chapter, there's this little overview where it says, you know, how can you use this? Is it aromatic? Is it topical? Is it internal? And I'm sorry, I'm not giving the definitive answer here, but I feel like it's all good. It is approved for internal consumption, though.
Well, speaking of your book, I first have to say I love your My Essential Oil Companion book. It's just so well designed, and it's laid out in the, it's like the book I wish I had at the beginning of my oil journey, because it makes the essential oils just so approachable. You give these short and simple testimonials for each oil, easy recipes for each oil, interesting facts, and you also include a place for journaling and note taking, which I love. So kudos on the great work done there. I mean, all your books are fabulous, but that one in particular just has a special place in my heart. Explain about your references to the Beatles and Vermeer, for example. It's one of my favorite things about your approach to oil education.
Well, this is how I thought of it. So like I said, the Beatles, I was like in a Beatles immersion while I was writing these books. I mean, literally, and I am, as much as I love to research, I mean, I do. I loved researching the book, and I would start researching the Beatles while I was researching. I was just researching. I was in research mode. And so I was reading about how that Paul McCartney, all the Beatles, they didn't know how to read music. Frank Sinatra didn't know how to read music. Vermeer, who I've got a replica of Girl with a Pearl Earring in my house. I saw it at the High Museum years ago. Love that painting. Love Vermeer. He recorded himself as like a master painter at 21 years old, but there's no record that he had a master, that he did formal training or an apprenticeship. So you've got these people, these musicians, this artist that literally changed history, like what they did, like changed the world as we know it. And they used their gut instincts, and they did this thing they loved, but they didn't sit around and analyze all the things that they didn't know. They just went with what they did. And like they changed
And they did it
everything.
A lot. They did it a lot.
Yes.
You know,
and
they got their 10,000 yes. hours in, for sure.
Yes. So I just want people to think about it this way. And I talk about this in the book in the chapter on Elamy. Like, you don't have to know everything about oils to use them. You couldn't know everything about oils if you tried. I learned every single day while I was writing this book. I literally would be researching and writing a chapter and go, oh my gosh, really? And I would walk away from the computer and go grab that oil and pull it out and do whatever it was that I just read you could do with it. So, and I knew that I would be going back to the book that I had written and highlighting and everything too, because it would just be impossible to remember all those things and know all those things. And so, you know, you're not going to know it all. And if you think I have to fully understand every bit about this and how it works before I do it, then you're just missing the point. Be like the Beatles, be like Vermeer, just jump in there and do it. Because even if you don't know everything, I believe that God created these plants that the oils came from, and he created our bodies, and that he made them to work together. And so those oils are going to know what to do, and your body's going to know what to do with them, whether you understand it in your head or not. And so that's the way I look at it.
I think that's a good point. Well, and it reminds me of a question I meant to ask you about your journey when you started using Indoflex, for example. And, you know, what was your original feelings towards Indoflex? And were you kind of like, you know, ugh, I don't know if this is going to work. I don't understand it. But yeah, tell me about that.
No, this is what is so funny about it. So I knew I had thyroid problems, obviously, and I had heard that Indoflex was good for that. And spearmint is like the main component. So I'd gotten into Flex, and I think I tried to use it. I didn't try to use it very seriously. I didn't really love it that much. And then I got a free bottle of spearmint with a promo. And it was the first time that I ever put a drop of an oil in my water and I poured it out. Like, it was disgusting to me. Mm-hmm. It was repulsive to me. I mean, ugh. And so a few months later, there was somebody in one of my oils groups talking about how much she loved spearmint. And I'm thinking, what is she talking about? That is gross. And so I pulled that bottle back out based on what she said, and I put a drop in my water, and it was like the complete opposite reaction. Like, I carried it around in my purse for a while because I wanted it all the time. I went from initially thinking this is repulsive to thinking, oh my gosh, I got to have this. And I didn't realize at the time, but now I know. I think I totally believe there's something to that, that idea that if you have a very powerful reaction, either for or against an oil, that is probably an indicator that you need it. And that was before I was using the Indiflex. And clearly I needed that spearmint and I needed that Indiflex. And I had those two extremely different reactions, but I think it was just kind of a sign of how much my body needed it.
Yeah. Well, that's fascinating. I've heard that from a few different people, and there's really been no like scientific grounds for that. You know, it's hard to prove, you know, that theory there, but you hear it a lot, and it kind of harkens back to, you don't have to understand everything all the time to just know that sometimes you just got to dive in.
Yeah, there's lots of oils that will do kind of the same thing. Like, you're going to read a lot of things that help you with sleep or help with pain or help with whatever it is. And just like, you know, everybody and every body is different. Like, you know, some people are like, caffeine doesn't bother me at all. You know, they can drink it at night. And if I have it past about noon, I'm not going to sleep that night. You know, we're all mm-hmm. different. And I think we just have to jump in and try things and see what works best for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't be scared. Were you scared when you first started using oils? Like, you started using them kind of later in life, and it doesn't sound like you had a huge background in like herbal medicine or things like
no.
that. Was it difficult for you to get started, and kind of what helped you get past that hurdle?
I think my biggest thing was I am one of these people who analyzes everything and I research everything, and I had trouble. I thought that before I did something, like if I was going to make a roller or I was going to do something, I thought I had to understand exactly how many drops, like exactly. I was in that mode where I thought I really had to understand and know everything. You know, somebody said, you could make a roller for a headache with peppermint. I couldn't do that until I talked to somebody.
Let me get my yeah. scale out. Like, yes. Do I need to half this drop to get the right percentage?
Oh my gosh, that was it. I analyzed everything to death. And the thing that was really crazy when I started, I had never really used coconut oil before I started using oils. And I heard people talk about it as a carrier. Well, as it turns out, and I don't think it's as bad now. I think that maybe my body was doing a lot of detoxing too when I was switching over to things with oils, but I definitely had a topical sensitivity to coconut oil. I mean, I had an issue with coconut oil, and that was unexpected because I introduced coconut oil to my life at the same time as oils. And I started having some big problems. I was terrified that I was allergic to frankincense. And that just seemed even like morally wrong. There's something just traumatic about the idea that I could be allergic to frankincense. No, I was having a problem with coconut oil. And I got to where I kept eliminating things because I would have these issues. And finally it got down to, wait, the coconut oil is the only thing that's left. That's the problem. And mm-hmm. I realized after that it was. And so that was kind of confusing at first. But yeah, I analyzed a lot, which, I mean, that the good thing is that natural inclination to analyze things helped me with these books. I mean, I felt like I would research for 45 minutes to write a sentence. It was so slow. But, you know, it also kind of helped me work through some of that too. So now I try to tell people not to overanalyze as much as I did because it did hold me back. But I just thought I had to know, like, exactly how many drops of peppermint need to go in this roller. I was crazy. But I think that's it. I think it's just such an unknown because there have been people at my house and they'll say, okay, what do you have that I should do for this? And sometimes I think that's one reason why, too, that the journaling is important because we forget. Like, I'll hand them a bottle or whatever and they'll go, okay, so, like, what do I do with this? So.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Don, this has been amazing. You've done such amazing work with these books and more amazing work to come, I'm sure. So thank you for coming here and sharing all these amazing stories with us. Before you go, we always love to ask our guests a couple closing questions. And the first is, what's one or two self-care practices you try to do every day to stay healthy?
Well, I'm a reader. I like to write, but I love to read too. And I love guided journals. So I think that's what I would say. I kind of, in the morning, I have like my quiet time and my Bible study time, which I've gotten to where I've added so many books into that. It's like my quiet morning, not just my little bit of time. And then I sit down and read with my Kindle. You know, I try not to keep my husband awake there. And I read at bedtime almost every night too. So usually fiction. And that's the next thing I'm trying. I'm trying to write fiction. We'll see how that goes.
Good for you.
Yeah, we'll see. But so I would say that's it. I do a lot of journaling and all in the morning, and then I read at bedtime. So reading.
Yeah. Well, I like that reading fiction is kind of one of your self-care practices because I relate to that. It's like you need to just, give your mind a different way of thinking sometimes.
Yes.
You can't just cram facts in there all the time. And there's just such a beauty that happens when you're reading stories and things. So finally, Don, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
So my thought on this was I think that we're all kind of programmed growing up for what to reach for certain things. Like you've got a headache or something hurts, reach for an aspirin, reach for a Tylenol, or if you've got allergies, grab the Benadryl. And I think I would just say think about what kind of alternatives you might have that aren't going to have the side effects. They'll be better for you. I mean, if you got a headache, maybe put a little peppermint under your tongue, rub a little on your forehead, and go take a nap. I don't know. I would just say trying to reprogram yourself to think outside the box and not just reach for that over-the-counter stuff because it's not always doing you any good. We went so long where we had just stopped using stuff like that finally all the bottles that were laying around here expired and I threw them away. And it's funny because my kids would have a friend over and they would come in and say, so-and-so's got a headache. You know, they want to know if we have, something for it. And I was like, no, we don't have any of that. And they're like, what do they do? And I was like, well, have them come here. We'll pull out the peppermint or whatever. And so, it's just kind of interesting. It's just, I think if we just encourage ourselves to think differently about these things.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dawn, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you, be a part of your world, and get their hands on these amazing books?
Yes. Okay. So I have a website at dawncamp.com. I go on Instagram too, at dawncamp, but you can find me there. And all my books, they have their own individual page there and everything too. And also, if you want a freebie, a little more content that has to do with the books, there were extra chapters that didn't get used. I turned in a lot of information for these books. It was just too much. And so if you sign up at the bottom of any page on my website, there's a link to sign up for the newsletter. And believe me, you will not get bombarded. I have been a very lazy newsletter writer lately. You will not get overwhelmed. But what you will get is, if you give it a chance for the page to load, you're going to get a link to a page where you can download three bonus chapters to the book. So there were three extra chapters. There was one on CBD, one on goldenrod, and one on carrot seed. So you can get three extra chapters.
Wonderful. Well, we'll put a link to that below. Wherever you're listening, just scroll down and you'll find helpful notes and resources from today's episode. Thank you again, Dawn, for coming on here. It's been lovely talking with you and hearing your story. So thank you for sharing your wisdom with us on the essential oil revolution. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you too. Thank you.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. Thanks so much for tuning in. And thanks for those who have taken the time to leave a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast. It makes a tremendous difference in helping other people find the show. Thank you. Thank you. If you're looking for resources, swag, essential oil recipes, or more, go to our website, revolutionoilspodcast.com. And don't forget to enter yourself into our monthly giveaway. You can email us your original DIY recipe that involves essential oils simply by emailing it to us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. Or you can go to our website and there's an entry form there. Super simple, super fun. And we love hearing how all of you are using essential oils throughout your lives. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.